Hello, welcome to the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. When we speak of the Lord and when we feel like we are facing a lot for the day, I don't know how your day is, how it's going. I trust that you're thankful for another day, as I am thankful, always thankful for another day. But there are always challenges throughout the day. And either with work or with relationships or, you know, lots of things that can come in the way. And maybe some people are having challenges with their health, and that can be quite stressful. Including spiritual health, discouragement, or whatever it is. In the last few days, we've been talking about, I had been reading from the Gospel of John and how he spoke about the light and the Word, how the Word was from the beginning and the Word was with God and was God. And I always find it very interesting then when you look in the old scriptures and how some of the language is so much the same. And for example, today I'd like to read in Psalms chapter 27. And so here we'll see that a lot of the language here is like what we have read in John. And it begins by saying, verse 1, it says, "The Lord is my light." And there in the beginning of John, it talks about the Word, and then it says about the light, that the light came to the world, but the world refused the light because they loved darkness more. And here, the writer of this psalm says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" So if you're facing any difficulties for the day or challenges, and if we can just have this mindset, then we should be able to get through the day and be encouraged. Because if we are abiding in the Lord and we bring all our troubles to the Lord, the Lord is a very merciful. I don't know if you remember, we spoke yesterday about the blind man that Jesus healed when he was cast out of the tabernacle or the synagogue. He was cast out of the synagogue. That when Jesus heard that he was cast out, it says that Jesus sought him and he found him and he comforted him. And that's, to me, it is such a blessing to know that the Lord cares and that he's merciful. So when we feel like we're facing a lot of mountains, then we just bring it to him. Verse 2 says, "When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident." So I that's the kind of a mindset I would like to have, continue to have, and to where nothing can scare me. And like this person, he says, even if a host, an army, should camp up against, says his heart shall not fear. "One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple." That is so beautiful. to that we, if we can come to the Lord and dwell in His house, to behold the beauty of the Lord. There's so much beauty to be looked upon and to be desired. And it says, and to inquire in His temple. For in the time of trouble, He shall hide me in His pavilion. In the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in His tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me, and answer me. When thou saidst, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in plain paths because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage. He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. So that is very beautiful. What an encouragement it is to have that, to have the example of people that have gone before us, people that have had similar or same challenges as we do now, or that the devil is always looking to destroy anything good. And it even says, when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. And I also like the way he says, I had fainted. He says, I would have fainted if it wasn't that I believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And then he tells us to wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he will strengthen our hearts. And he encourages by ending, he says, I say, on the Lord. So let's wait on the Lord. The Lord is very faithful in His promises, and He will be faithful to comfort us and to lead us, to guide us. So He wants us to be faithful in our faith in Him. So till next time, may the Lord bless your day, and we'll talk again tomorrow. Bye.